The Gwaltney Group.
The following is a sponsored program paid for by Robin Gwaltney. Gwaltney Group. RE/MAX Results. Welcome to Rochester Real Estate, featuring Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group RE/MAX Results and Andy Brownell. Here's Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk, 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Good morning. Welcome. I'm Andy Brownell, along with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group RE/MAX Results. It feels like fall this morning, Robin.
It sure does. A little bit chilly. But it's okay. It's good to get out the sweatshirts. Sunshine.
Okay.
You don't want to get out the sweatshirts?
No, I just don't like the slide towards winter.
Yeah, I said my flowers still think it's summer. They still look beautiful, but it just feels a little nippy in the air, right?
Yep.
But I think there's plenty of warm days still ahead of us.
Yep.
We're not there yet. We don't have to surrender quite yet.
I did read that I'm sure it's the National Weather Service, one of their national forecasting models, said that the month of September is supposed to be warmer than normal.
Oh, goody.
There's the optimism.
One extra month of summer is always good. Hey, it could be worse. We could live in Arizona where they've had 105 consecutive days over 100 degrees.
Yeah, no thanks.
I was at the grocery store and somebody said, oh my God, this weather is perfect. I wish it could be like this every day. I said, be careful what you wish for, because if it was like this every day, everybody in the country would want to move here.
Yeah, that's for sure. And then the homes would get really expensive, like San Diego. Boy.
They'd even be fewer to choose from, and the prices would go up. So you're absolutely right about that.
Yeah, well, we were in Vegas earlier this summer, and it was 115.
Ugh.
How could you live with this all of the time?
Every day after day. I'll take some cold days in the winter and stay inside. we all have our preferences, I guess. Well, would you like to talk about real estate?
Yes, that's what we're here for.
Okay, let's talk about the current status of the Rochester market, okay? This is pretty current information. This market report was put out by Brian Ness, our marketing expert, on Tuesday, September 3rd, so a few days ago. Currently, there are 191 sales pending in the market overall, leaving 319 listings still for sale.
Oh.
So that resulting in a ratio of 37.5%.
Okay.
So you know what that means.
I do, actually.
The pending ratio indicates the supply and demand in the market. So a high ratio means listings are in demand, quickly going to contract, whereas a low ratio, and this is about the lowest I've seen in quite some time, means that there are not enough qualified buyers for the existing supply. All right, to that point, do I believe there are plenty of qualified buyers out there? I do. But I think buyers have paused in anticipation of the Fed's next move. That's what I think. And I think as soon as the information is released that the rates are going down, they're going to be out there buying up these houses. So I still think we have a pretty balanced market, more so than what these numbers are indicating. Because I don't think we have a shortage of buyers. I think they're just in holding mode.
I think you're absolutely right. I don't know if it's the wisest move on their part, because I don't remember the last time you said that there were 300 or more homes listed and available.
And that means we can negotiate, people. Let's go out. And even if the rates haven't dropped yet, they're going to drop. So you don't have to lock until, you know, they've dropped. It's not going to be that far into the future. So I would not be holding off if I were you, honestly. I'd be out there while there's houses to choose from and there's room to negotiate. So I think now is a great time to be out buying a house. I would love it. Way better than when there's nothing to choose from and prices are skyrocketing and zero room for negotiations. No chance you're doing an inspection. Definitely bidding against 12 other people, going over. I mean, those were stressful times. This is a much better time to be a buyer, in my opinion.
And if you're going to wait until the Fed pulls the trigger, you're not the only one.
You're not the only one.
It'll be a herd.
You got it. It's going to create the chaos. It's going to create the bidding wars. It's going to create prices to go up. So listen close. If it's on your radar, give me a call. Let's talk, because now's a good time to start. Anyway, taking a closer look, I can notice that the 200 to 300 price range has a relatively large number of contracts pending sale. I think that's every single time. But they also have a relatively large inventory of properties for sale, 70 listings in that price range of 20 to 300, what we call the sweet spot, 70 listings currently on the market. So that is great news.
Yeah, you haven't seen that in a long time.
Right. And the median list price for all the properties on the market is $460,000.
Goodness, so that keeps going up every
it
time.
It sure does. A total of 952 contracts have closed in the last 6 months with a median sold price of $330,000. So the discrepancy between that $460,000 that's on the market, that's, of course, taking into all those million-plus listings.
Sure.
And these are not the ones that have sold. So average median sold price of $330,000 in the last 6 months. But to that point, there's currently 70 houses on the market between 200 and 300. So get out there. Breaking it down, I can tell you that the 300 to 400 price range contains the highest number of sold listings. Alternatively, a total of 130 listings have failed to sell in that same time period, so those past 6 months. Now, why would they fail to sell? Lots of reasons. Maybe they were priced too high. Maybe they were inadequately marketed, excuse me. Or maybe the house is in poor condition. Or sometimes it's just because the seller had second thoughts. Like maybe they had an offer in on a property contingent upon the sale of their home. And then that property got scooped up by somebody else. Their offer got bumped. So now they have no reason to sell their home because the only reason they were selling it in the first place was they had their eye on that home.
Sure.
So
a wide range of reasons that could be.
A wide range of reasons. Let's see what else do I want to tell you from this. Days on market. So I can tell you that the average days on market has been for the median sold price for the last 30 days, was $326,000. With a days on market of 17 days.
So that's getting shorter.
Yeah. And analysis of sold properties for the last 6 months reveals a median sold price of $330,000 with 11 days on the market. So those properties are definitely selling quick, but you want to hear something interesting? The properties in the 1.0 to 1.1 million have actually sold the quickest over the last 6 months.
That's crazy.
Well, you know why? A lot of those people don't quite frankly care what the interest rate is. And sometimes they think of it as, well, I have a lot of equity to put into it from my last house. And then when the rates drop, I'll drop. Or crazy enough, we even have some people who come along with all cash money and buy those houses. So
when you're going through these statistics, the one that struck me going back was the median list price, I think it was $460,000.
Of the ones that are on the market right now.
Yeah. Did you ever, when you got into this business, ever think that we'd be approaching in this area a $500,000 for
the median? Oh my gosh, no. 25 years ago, I'd have to look up the statistics to be factual, but I'm going to tell you, if my memory serves me, I'm going to say the median sale price when I got into the business was probably about
$85,000.
Yeah. So yeah, prices have gone up quite a bit in 25 years.
Yeah, and that shows you the investment, how valuable and lucrative an investment it is.
Yes, exactly. So the real estate market is definitely a really good place to have your money invested, because a lot of people, I was at a listing this past weekend probably Monday or Tuesday, early last week. Anyway, it was a condo downtown Rochester, and the people had actually owned it since the building was built. Okay. And so they paid not a lot for it. And when I told them what they could sell it for now, they were like, well, that was a good return on the. So, yeah. It's a good place to put your money into real estate, especially if it's a place you're going to live.
This would be a great time for a break, Robin, so why don't we do that? We've been chatting about the local real estate market, the conditions we're seeing right now with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group Remax Results. Back in a moment on East Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
We'll be right back with Robin Gwaltney and Andy Brownell on Rochester Real Estate. This is News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 to Rochester Real Estate with Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group Remax Results and Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Welcome back. I'm Andy Brownell with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group Remax Results, our usual Saturday morning chat about real estate in the Rochester area in southeastern Minnesota. And speaking of time flying.
Oh, my gosh.
You were gone, and I had members of your team on when the new rules went into effect 3 weeks ago concerning the National Association of Realtors Settlement and the, I don't know what you want to call them, all the documentation that goes along with it. How have things been going?
Oh, I'm happy to report that things are settling down and people are realizing in a quick hurry that things haven't really changed much at all. I mean, definitely people are hopefully more real estate agents are more aware of the way things are supposed to work and they're doing things right, right? I mean, again, commission has always been negotiable. That is not new. And I think that what we're finding, this new rule was kind of like sellers only negotiate their commission with the agent they're listing with, and then the buyer's agent has to come in and negotiate what they're getting. But truth be told, we've seen a lot of sellers listing for an amount that includes co-broker pay. So they're considering that up front that yes, we are indeed willing to pay the buyer's agent because we feel that's in the best interest. We feel like that buyer, if they have to pay their own agent, they might pass our listing by. You know, whether that would happen or not, it just depends on the buyer. Do they have the funds? All those things. But anyway, so I'm not seeing much change there at all. Honestly, very, very little. And the biggest hurdle for people is that there is a contract called a buyer's right to represent. And this new rule says you have to have this signed prior to taking anybody into a property. This can be a client that I have worked with several times over the years. And of course, I've had them under contract every single time because that was always the way it was done, right? But that contract only extends until the expiration date. So I could have sold you a house 6 years ago. We were clearly under contract. That's long expired. Now you see something and you say, hey, Robin, I'm not sure I'm even in the mood to sell right now or if it's the right timing. But man, there's a house on my street that I've always admired and it came on the market. Could we take a quick peek? We can. However, I am going to have you sign a contract, okay? Well, if you're my past client and you've worked with me, you're going to trust me. You know, yeah, fine, no problem. But if you're a complete stranger and you're calling me saying, hey, Robin, I noticed a listing you have or there's a new listing in my neighborhood or there's a listing I'm interested in. You're not the listing agent, but, you know, I know you from your radio show. I know you from your TV commercials or my friend told me they used you, whatever. We've never met, but I'm going to have to ask you to sign this buyer's right to represent. That's a lot. That's a big commitment because in that buyer's right to represent, you're saying, I choose you. You're my realtor. This is how much I'm obligated to pay you, whatever that percentage is that we agree upon. And this is good for the next 3 months, 6 months, whatever people are putting on there for an expiration date. I can see where a buyer would be overwhelmed.
A little intimidated, perhaps.
Yeah, our company, Remax Results, has a really nice form called the Remax Results Home Touring Agreement. Now, I know for a fact that all agencies aren't using this, and I'm not quite sure why, but I believe this is a softer approach. Okay, I just want to read through it quickly. It says, recent changes to the Multiple Listing Service and National Association of Realtor rules require potential home buyers like you and real estate brokers like RE/MAX Results to enter into a written agreement for any touring services before you may visit and or tour properties that are currently listed for sale on the MLS. This agreement is required for compliance with these new MLS and NAR rules. There shall be no fee. Can I repeat that? No fee owed by you to RE/MAX Results for providing touring services to you under this agreement. If you agree that RE/MAX Results shall provide you with brokerage services beyond the touring services in this agreement, then you and RE/MAX Results will enter into a separate agreement for those additional brokerage services. Broker commissions are not set by law, are fully negotiable, and shall be documented in a separate agreement, the terms of which shall supersede this agreement. So when you've begun to feel comfortable and you're ready to say, yes, I want you to represent me, that's when we would sign the traditional right to represent buyer. Okay. But in the meantime, this one says this is not a buyer's representation agreement. By signing this agreement, you and RE/MAX Results acknowledge and agree that you are not entering into an agency relationship and that you are not a client and that RE/MAX Results does not owe you any fiduciary duties under the Minnesota law or any contract. This agreement shall expire 7 days from the date of signature on this agreement below. Then it just says the sales agent signs it, the potential buyer signs it, and the date. And at the very bottom, there is two codes to scan, one to explain agency, and then one with all the information from the NAR settlement to help people be more informed. Okay. So I ran into someone last weekend that said, oh, I've been looking at houses all week with people. No one's asked me to sign that. Oh my God, the hair on the back of my neck stood up. I'm like, do we really have realtors that are already deciding that they're above the rules, that they can just play by their own rules and they can tell people, I'll take you in anyway? This is how we got into a lawsuit in the first place, is by people not following the rules. So again, I understand that people aren't going to be ready to sign. I'm quite frankly not even ready to sign that I want to represent you. I don't even know these people, right? I think we have to spend some time getting to know each other. So I think this is such a great alternative because we've signed something. Everybody's aware, but there's absolutely no fee and no commitment by signing this. I think it's perfect. And it just really makes me upset that there are still agents out there thinking that the rules don't apply to them and it's okay for them to show people houses. Because then when I tell people, well, no, this is the rule, I have to do this now, it makes me look like I'm trying to fill them full of something, right? Well, and so it's really sad.
It seems pretty straightforward the way you described it.
And it's really not threatening at all. It's just that I can now document that, yes, I did explain this. And they did understand that I'm not representing them and that I owe them no fiduciary duties. They did understand that I'm simply letting them into the property. Okay. So for the people who absolutely positively do not want to sign anything, there's two options. Find an agent who's crooked, or I don't know what's a better word, not playing by the rules. If that's who you want to represent you, good luck with that transaction. Or you can go to an open house. But if you want to go out and look at houses and you're not ready to sign up for a right to represent, this touring agreement is really ideal. It's really awesome. So
it protects everybody involved.
It does. And it's, again, very non-committal. So it's very non-threatening. So that's my little spiel about what's going on. But otherwise, I think things are going great. I mean, I've shown several houses to several different people since I've returned from my trip, and I've not had any problem with anybody willing to sign that. And then after we've looked at four or five houses, with a couple of them, we switched from the touring agreement into the right to represent. And with a couple of them, we've actually looked at houses and wrote offers. So then, of course, we had to sign the right to represent. So it's going smoothly for me, I'll say. I'll report very well.
Excellent. Okay. We have to take a break already. It's Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group Remax Results, and we'll be back in a second at News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
We'll be right back with Robin Gwaltney and Andy Brownell on Rochester Real Estate. This is News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.com. To Rochester Real Estate with Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group Remax Results and Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
It's Saturday morning with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group Remax Results, and Robin, this is the time I always ask you because I love hearing about them. Do you have any new listings?
Well, you can guess that if there are 319 active listings on the market, that I've got some of those. So
all right.
Let me tell you about some of them, okay? All right. So I'm going to start with, get this, 129.9. You hear me?
No, I didn't because I couldn't have heard that correctly.
Uh-huh. The address is 1612. 2nd Street Southeast. It's the cutest little cottage, I guess is what I would call it. And it's brand new to the market, so I can't tell you that by the end of the weekend it'll still be available because it's cute. It's got one bedroom, one bath. It's on a little tiny lot, which is about a tenth of an acre. It's 0.10, okay? And it is 480 square feet. So think of an apartment that is literally a house. It's so cute. You got a yard.
You could get a mortgage that would be way cheaper than your rent.
Oh my gosh, way cheaper than your rent. And we're not talking about any kind of, it's not a townhome, so there's no association fee. Some young buyer who wants their own place, wants a place to build some equity, perfect opportunity. All right. Well, here's another adorable little house that's very, very affordable. But this one is over in Wabasha. This one is 405 2nd Street East. So cute. And it is a two bedroom, one bath, one car garage. And this one's been on the market just under a week. Have had a lot of showings, but no offers yet. And this one has about a quarter of an acre. Actually has a really nice yard and a little backyard patio. $179.9. So
oh.
These are some affordable housing.
Yeah.
This one, I do believe an offer came in on, but I don't think it's a done deal yet. I think it's negotiating. It's 221 11th Ave Northeast. And this one is four bed, one car garage, two baths, on the market just over a week, 8 days actually. And it is built in 1915, 1,728 square foot, two-story. So the feedback we've been getting is it's cute. The road's a little busy out front, but hey, it's $249.
Oh, you're kidding me.
I'm not. So there you go. I just gave
four bedrooms.
Yeah, I just gave, and it is cute. I just gave three options for less than $250,000. And in today's market, I would call that a huge win. Actually, I have one other one in Wabasha that's 406 2nd Street East. That's 224. So make that four. And that's a four bedroom, two bath. So that's four houses under 250. Okay?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to add another one. One more. Over in Kellogg, I have 405 South Dodge Street. This house is pretty big. It's an older, kind of a big farmhouse feel, but it's right on Dodge Street, which is, you know, walkable to right downtown Kellogg. It's four beds, one bath, 1,528 square feet, and it's $209.9. So five houses, less than 250. There you have it.
Excellent.
All right. I have a few more, but they're a little more expensive. So I've got one here over in Manor Ridge. Oh, this house is so immaculate, and it's on a cul-de-sac. So well-maintained. Has a beautiful four-season porch on it. Just soak up the sun. Really nice kitchen, open floor plan. $484,900. It's four beds, three baths, and it sits on about a quarter of an acre. It's been on the market for a week. It's just under 2,800 square feet. Really nice. And that one's 4914 Manor Ridge Lane, North.
All right.
Okay. And I've got, well, if you want to go to back over to Wabasha and buy a farm, we've got a farm. The house has three beds, two baths, a two-car garage, but then two great big sheds. And it has, I think, 105 acres. And you can get all that for $969.9.
Some of the richest soil in the world in that area.
You got it. You got it. And then we've got a nice place out in Marion Township, 5174 61st Avenue Southeast, four beds, four baths, a two-car garage, and then a second two-car garage, 3,280 square feet, just over 4 acres, and you can have all that for $599. So I've got some options for everybody.
You do.
Sepala Court, we've got a beautiful brand new construction, two-story corner unit. It's a quad, you know, condo building.
Yep.
So four units. All right.
I know the area well.
Yeah. This one is three beds, three baths, two-car garage. It has over 2,000 square feet, so it's very sizable. And it's $374.9.
All right.
Got some new construction townhomes out on Piccadilly Lane. And that one, there's two of them. They're two beds, two baths, two-car garage, 1,632 square feet, ranch style, you know, obviously, one level, $479.9. Beautiful finishes. Very, very nice places. And then I've got one, 3008 Stone Park Drive Northeast. This is gorgeous. Oh my God, this house is beautiful. It has been completely redone. I mean, every wall has been painted. The flooring has all been changed. Cabinets have been added in the kitchen. Fenced backyard, beautiful patio's been added. Wet bar's been added upstairs and downstairs. New bathrooms, they've redone the bathrooms. Just gorgeous. The house isn't that old. I mean, it was built, I think, in maybe 16. Let me see if I can find that. Something like that. Anyway, now it looks like it was built in 2024. And that one is $949.9.
Wow.
And I think that's about all the listings. Okay. So lots to choose from all over the region, all over the price board, different styles from condos to cottages to farms. So we've got a little something for everybody.
Yes, you do. Well, briefly, on social media, I know from that you've posted, you've added some new members to the Gwaltney group.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. So first I'll talk about Logan Tufte. This kid, young kid, and boy, does he have a bright future. You know how we focus on our strengths training here? This kid has got some amazing strengths. He's going to be great at this job. He is competitive. He's an achiever. He is futuristic. I mean, he's got everything to show me that he is a bright star. And I tell him the only thing he has going against him is his age, because he's young. So he doesn't have a lot of life experience. But you know what? He's the kind of kid that is very mature and very professional for a young man. And I'm super excited to see what the future holds for Logan. You'll see a lot of him because he's like clinging on to all the team members. He's shadowing at open houses. He's going along to listing appointments and showings. And he's just, he can't take it in fast enough. Like, he's super excited. And then Beth is closer to my age. She's a little younger, but, you know, closer to my age. She's already retired from her first career. And now she said, I'm just bored. I don't want to be retired. So I think I'd be interested in real estate. And she will be phenomenal because she has a long sales career behind her. Well, she was a rep for I want to say chemicals. I don't want to screw it up, but for farmers, like her clients were like large farmers and.
Oh, sure.
So she knows a lot of people, and she has already proven herself as, you know, a good character and somebody you can trust. So I think she's going to have no problem building her clientele, and she's about as nice as they come. She's a great fit for the team. And again, I was thrilled with her strengths as well, because a lot of relationship building strengths, which I could have told you even before I found out what her strengths were. So two new great additions. Both of them will work primarily out of the Wabasha office, but both of them are interested in expanding their scope and working, you know, around. I think Logan has family in Dodge Center and had lived in Lake City before he moved to Wabasha. So, you know, they both want to work around, and I think either one of them would go, you know, anywhere, Winona, St. Charles, Rochester. So I'm looking at them really doing well. I'm excited to have them.
Fantastic. Well, if you want to get a hold of any of the new members of Gwaltney Group or Robin, you, yourself, how do they do that? How do they reach you specifically?
Yeah. To call me, call my cell phone, 507-259-4926. And, of course, if you're trying to reach any of the team members, you can visit our website, which is gwaltneygroup.com. Or call me, and I'll put you in touch with any one of our members, you know, the ones that have been here a while or the new ones, whoever you're looking for.
All right. Fantastic, Robin. I look forward to getting together again next week and having another chat about real estate here in southeastern Minnesota. Thank you.
Thank you.
Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group, Remax Results here at News Talk 1340, KROC, AM at 96.